News of Peloton. Speculation never stops, Brian. The company's shares seen gains accelerating on reports that it could be an acquisition target, with reports over the weekend pointing to Amazon and Nike as potential suitors. Let's bring in our first guest for the hour. We've got Scott Devitt, who's an analyst over at Stifel. And Scott, of course, this comes as the company faces pressure from Blackwell's Capital, who's been pushing the company to number one fire CEO John Foley, but also seek out a potential sale. What do you make of the news, or reports, I should say?
Right. You know, I think there were multiple news reports on Friday, including companies named Amazon and Nike. And, you know, without commenting specifically in terms of targeted acquirers, what I would say is that, you know, Peloton, the reason why it's viewed as a strategic asset is there's many large technology and health platform companies that have been going after, you know, the opportunity in different ways in the health industry. Amazon, Apple and Google have initiatives. Of course, Nike's in the fitness business and has had various initiatives as well. So a company like Peloton, which is leading this trend towards in-home and internet-connected fitness, is a logical match for a number of companies, you know, that are much larger but don't quite have a footprint in the area yet.
Hey, Scott, it's Brian. Now, this is interesting because you've seen a lot of the commentary off of these rumors kind of open up a debate about who would be the best fit. But if I'm hearing you right, you're saying that any of these large technology companies would be good for Peloton. Why is that? Because it seems like the integration strategy for, let's say, an Amazon might be very different than with a Nike, just based off of their existing business models.
Sure, there'd be different synergies depending on, you know, which company made the acquisition. But Peloton has 2.8 million subscribers to its connected fitness product, which is the $39 per month plan, another 900,000 that pay $12 a month. The connected fitness subscribers churn out less than 1% a month. So it's a very sticky customer. And the interesting thing of Peloton, you know, despite some of the recent challenges, is the longer term prospects for this business pre-pandemic always were to layer in multiple hardware products into one single subscription. I very much think, you know, that path does still exist. And so the opportunity from a subscriber standpoint with good execution is considerably larger. When you plug that into a network, whether it is, as you named, Apple, Amazon, or Nike, there are different synergies depending on who the acquirer is. And that's why it's difficult to kind of go into detail, because they're not all identical, but they all do make sense.
Scott, we're seeing some of those reports fueling the stock rising today in this session. It is up in a big way, but of course, $30 a share, that is well off the 120, 130 level that we saw last year. What would an acquisition ultimately mean for the stock itself? You've got a price target of, I think, $40 a share. I mean, does that include a potential acquisition, or do you think it could push higher if something does go through?
Our price target is 12-month forward price target based on this being an independent company that's dealing with growth challenges. So, you know, I think as a strategic asset, to the extent that, you know, Peloton were in play, if you will, the numbers, you know, would look quite a bit different in terms of what an acquirer would be looking at. And so I think one could make the case in that scenario of figures that are quite a bit higher. Peloton, you know, today, as I mentioned, has 2.8 million connected fitness subs. What's interesting is if you go back to our model before the pandemic for fiscal 22, the subscribers relative to what they're actually going to be this fiscal year were 42% lower. So you have a business that's considerably larger today than it would have been no pandemic. And you have a stock price that even with the move today is roughly at its IPO price and hanging out now right around the level that it was hanging out in the year preceding the beginning of the pandemic.